Welcome to the Successfully Unemployed Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you learn how to quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by any means possible. It could be an entrepreneur, side hustle, expert, freelancer, even starting your own conference. Now, I did that, and I'm going to be walking through all of the awesome things that I've learned and everything that's happened in RubeCon, the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference that I just put on, this new business I just built that has now become a fantastic success and has helped many people become real estate investors. All right, let's do this.
Welcome to the Successfully Unemployed Show, the place where ordinary people become extraordinary by finding the path to financial freedom through entrepreneurship, side hustles, and passive income. We've already blazed the path, showing you how to retire early and have financial independence so you will never work for someone else again. And now, here's your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Oh my goodness. You guys have been listening to me for the last, at least a couple months now. I've been talking about the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference coming up that I literally started planning in October. Like, I had some students say, hey, Dustin, we want to meet up. We want to have all of our students, all the students inside the Master Passive Income, everybody in the audience, we want to meet up where we can all get together and see each other in person. Well, from October, now it just ended in March, literally 2 days ago. I literally just got done with the Real Estate Wealth Builders. It has been an absolute blessing to be a part of something like the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. Obviously, me building it took a lot of work and a lot of time and everything, but what it came down to was we had 200 attendees. We had 27 speakers, basically my friends who are experts in real estate investing, as well as 15 sponsors. We had basically 250 people inside of a big room, all helping each other to invest in real estate. Now, the content in the Real Estate Wealth Builders was absolutely amazing. All the people, like, I literally had, I want to say it was like 75 people that are either students of mine in Master Passive Income, or they listen to the podcast or watch YouTube. Somebody literally said, I saw your YouTube channel and you talked about the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference and I came. Like, oh, wow, that is so awesome. And as we're getting together, we have 75 people here from Master Passive Income and then 125 other people from other audiences. We all got together and number one, we had amazing content, like amazing ways to invest in real estate. I had so many people say, I didn't realize you could invest in land that way, or you could make money that way, or I didn't realize you could have midterm rental properties. I didn't realize that you could do syndications or passive investing, all these different things. They didn't realize, or none of us didn't realize it, because we're kind of in our own little, I guess, world of investing. But there's so many great ways to actually invest in real estate, and getting around other people who are experts, who have done this, who have become successful and even taught people how to do it the way that they do it, that just opens up the world. So that's one. The content was absolutely amazing. In fact, if you go to RubeCon.com, you can actually buy the recordings. And as soon as they are all finished, I'll send you login access to be able to get all the recordings of the conference. But the reason why I did not do a virtual component, because people ask me, hey, can you do a virtual component so I can watch from my house, which I get it. You know, that's something that people need to be, you know, they might not be able to make it. I get it. But the reason why I created the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference and the tagline, really, I mean, it came to me in like the day two of planning this back in October. I thought of the tagline, gathering to make real estate investing better. We're gathering together, helping each other out, getting to know each other and being a community. And here, so the content was absolutely out of this world. Literally every single person. And when I say every single person, and usually when I say something like that, it might be exaggerating, but this is literally not exaggerating at all. 100% of the people that I talked to, the attendees, the speakers, and the sponsors actually said, we had an amazing time. It was such a blast building something like this, this community that we have, and we are going to be there next year. In fact, I had countless people saying, I'm going to bring my spouse, I'm going to bring my kids, I'm going to bring my friends, I'm going to bring my partners, everybody's going to be bringing everybody. So I'm realizing, oh my goodness, we might get to like 600 or 700 next year. And it is absolutely amazing that this is actually going to take place again. Like, I got the freedom from my wife to do it again because this was such an amazing success. But the biggest takeaway for me about RubeCon was the community. I got to tell you a quick little story. So I'm doing, you know, a couple speeches. I have a keynote, then I have a breakout presentation. And then we had a meetup on Friday night. So on Friday night, we had, I don't know, at least 60 or 70 people inside the ballroom just hanging out. I brought a bunch of drinks and snacks and all that sort of stuff. It was at 7 p.m. and we're all talking together. So I'm in there because I was like, oh man, let's just meet everybody. And I know if anybody wants to meet me, you can definitely come to this meetup. And what was so amazing was everybody was in there talking, and it was like they kind of forgot about me. They were just talking together, and I was just, no, I was talking to people. Don't get me wrong. I was definitely talking to people, but what the whole reason for Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference is gathering together to make real estate investing better and connecting people, and this is what happened inside that meetup. We were all talking together. I was talking to as many people as I could, but before I could get to everybody, 2 hours later, they all decided, hey, as a group, they wanted to go and have dinner together. And I was like, number one, they're all talking together. They're all networking, building a community. And then, and I've never been so excited to not be invited for a dinner, which normally, you know, I'm an extrovert. If I don't get invited to a dinner and somebody else goes or people go without me, I'm very hurt. But this time I was so amazingly happy. The reason why is because I thought I was going to need to like encourage this meetup and encourage people, hey, let's go do things together. Like people are not talking and they just want to go back to their room or they want to do things on their own. But they like literally 20 MPI students and people that listen to the podcast, they literally all went together and got dinner without me. I just saw them leaving the room and I was like waving goodbye and they're saying, yeah, we're going to dinner. I'm like, I'm so, that instant, I was literally so blessed. I had never been blessed to have people go to dinner without me, but I was so blessed because they are building community. I could not have manufactured that. I could not have done anything to actually make that possible other than getting these quality people. It's nothing that I did. Like I literally just brought all these quality people together in a room and said, this weekend, RubeCon is all about you meeting other great real estate investors and building a community. And we even have a Slack channel where we're now carrying this conversation from RubeCon where literally everybody was a big party. I mean, 250 people partying together where we all, this was the most intimate it will ever be. Next year, it won't be nearly as intimate. It will be intimate. At least we'll try as best we can, but you'll never be able to duplicate what we did this last time. It was just absolutely amazing. And every single year, we're going to be building on to the growth as well as the community and the networking aspect of it. And like I said, we have a Slack channel now where all year, all of these conference attendees and sponsors and speakers can all connect together, chatting, talking together, helping each other out, encouraging each other, and then planning for next year. I have people or attendees literally planning like meetups or golf outings or driving around Phoenix to look at multifamily properties or doing spring baseball, which is like full season right now. It's just absolutely amazing. All the baseball teams from all over America come in and they have spring ball. It's absolutely, so they're already planning all of these great meetups without me. And I gotta tell you, I feel absolutely blessed. We had so many great speakers. The attendees were awesome. It was just a blast. So if you missed it, I definitely want you to get the replays of all the content so you can see what happened. The keynotes on the evening of both nights were amazing. My friends, Adam Carroll and Marlon Smith, brought down the house. They made everybody so encouraged to invest and make a change. Wow, you need to get it just to watch those. I was literally in the crowd, just enjoying every minute of it. We were doing Lean On Me. We were leaning on each other. It was so amazing. Oh man, you guys need to be there for the next one. I can't say it enough. And honestly, literally, I might even just bring on a couple people who were there to have them, you know, on the podcast, who were at the conference, bring them on to share their experience of RubeCon because it is just literally amazing, the life change that people have done. And I'll tell you, even for myself, like Marlon Smith on the end of the last day, his keynote was so inspiring. He was encouraging all of us to make a change in our life. And what I decided to do was say, you know, because you know me, I invest in residential, you know, 4 units and below rental properties. It's so simple for me now. I've done it so many times. I've coached so many people. I don't even have to think. And now I realize I want to start investing in land. I want to buy land. And what the land people, there were lots of land people there as well. Seth Williams teaches land. He's fantastic. He brought a lot of people in his community. But what they call it is land banking. You buy and hold on to land, you bank it. And, you know, maybe eventually it's going to appreciate. I just like holding land. So I was like, I'm going to invest in land. So Marlon encouraged me in my keynote in the opening one. I said, I was teaching everybody, we got to think big. Don't think small. Like Rubicon, for me, was thinking really big. In 3 months, pulling off a conference like this that everybody said was top-notch quality and everything, that was thinking big. Now, for me, with investing, Marlon and everybody else encouraged me, I'm going to buy 10 plots of land this year. I'm going to become a land investor now. And by Rubicon 2023, I am actually going to be a land investor. Now, if you want to go to Rubicon 2023, the tickets are literally on sale right now, and this will be the lowest they will ever be. You can go and buy them. Go to rubicon.com, buy those tickets right now. The price is the lowest you're going to be able to get it. You do not want to miss. I mean, there's no promo code right now, because remember the last one I had promo codes? There's no promo code. Literally, this is the lowest. I mean, for everybody, ladies and gentlemen, hotels are so expensive. Oh my goodness. Now, I need to be able to cover the expenses. And so this is the price. This is the price that it needs to cover the expense. It is so expensive. Like 1 gallon of coffee is $100. And hey guys, get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. Rental to 33777. And I'll literally give you my real estate investing course showing you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first, how to scale the business, buy the right properties, making $250 or more every single month in passive income. I'll literally just give it to you. You can get started investing right away. Text the word rental to 33777. And I got to say, for breakfast on the first Friday, it was breakfast. We had 100 people. I'm supposed to pay $25 a head. It was a continental breakfast, like muffins, yogurts, and fruits, and all that sort of stuff. And $2,500 for 100 people. I get in there at like 7:30, basically 20 minutes into it, 30 minutes into it. The food's already gone. Half the people have eaten. And they said, oh, do you want to order more food? I'm like, what are you talking about? It's 100 people, $25 a head. I need to order more food. You guys didn't provide food. So I had to order more food. Oh my goodness. It's a racket. Oh well. And I'll tell you, the Wi-Fi was $10,000. Can you believe that? Wi-Fi for the conference is $10,000. No wonder why conferences are so expensive. Oh, well. Hey, this is just something that a hurdle we got to get over, but I have them the cheapest I could possibly get them to you. So go to rubicon.com, get your tickets right now. So I just had to do this quick little debrief or like recap of Rubicon. I literally feel so amazingly blessed that this has worked out so well. Praise the Lord, all the logistics, everything worked out. The designs, like the banners and all that stuff, got there on time. Well, I will say one little also note, all the design banners, like all the big banners, the 10x10s and everything like that, half of everything got, or sorry, basically 100% of it, all the boxes got there. And then FedEx got half of them and left the other half on the loading dock for a day and a half. So we're scrambling. I'm scrambling trying to figure out where everything is. Like literally Thursday, we're starting. I don't even have the banners. I don't even have everything ready because the frames are on the loading dock. But I didn't know that. I go to FedEx. I say, hey, FedEx. They were in the hotel. They're the ones that receive everything. I said, FedEx, where's these boxes? There's like 11 boxes we're missing. Oh, we didn't get them. And they just stand there and look at me. We didn't get them. This awkward pause. But they're looking at me and says, Dustin, we didn't get them. And I go, what? But they have to be here. Literally the tracking packages said they were signed in by A. Martinez. I don't know. Just making up the name. And he goes, well, there's nobody like that here. I'm like, well, can you move around? It's a big hotel. Can you go see if there's someplace else? Long story short, they didn't even bother to check the loading dock. A day and a half earlier, They were delivered. Somebody signed in and they're sitting on the loading dock. The only reason why I knew they were there was because the AV company that I hired to come and set everything up, they were receiving stuff and somebody asked them, hey, are these your boxes too? And the AV company said, no, that's not ours, but I'll let Dustin know. And he comes walking by, you know, on half an hour, hour later, I'm scrambling, trying to figure this out. Like, I'm like, uh-oh, we're just have to go without it. And he comes by and says, hey, they said there were some boxes on the loading dock. Are those yours? I'm like, maybe. It turns out it absolutely was. Oh, I am. That was rough. Other than that, it was absolutely amazing meeting all of you at RubeCon. And I was blessed to talk to my wife and say, honey, this was such a success. Everybody loved it. And literally, and when I say literally, I'm not being not exaggerating at all. Literally, 100% of the people that talked to me said they had an absolute amazing time. And this community is absolutely amazing. And they are coming again. So I said, hey, honey, this is what's going to happen. We're probably going to get 500 or 600 people next year. And can I do it again? And she said, yes, let's go ahead. So RubeCon 2023 is on. Go to RubeCon.com right now and get your tickets for RubeCon 2023. What you're going to be doing when you get your tickets right now, because you might be thinking, well, I'll just buy them later on. Life will get in the way. Trust me, it happened to me. It happens to everybody. Life will get in the way. But if you put your money where your mouth is right now, you basically put that skin in the game and you say, I'm not going to waste that money. I bought that ticket. I better go. It's much harder afterwards to give up on that money that you spent for that ticket. But if you say, oh, I haven't spent the money. No, life's in the way. I'm not going to buy the tickets now. The reason why we're going to do this now is because that forces us to make a change. When we come to RubeCon 2023, we're going to be sharing our experiences on how our lives have changed, how we made a change. Marlon Smith charged us and says, I'm going to challenge you to make the change in your life right now so that you become an investor, that you do what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life and change it now. I'll get to tell you, one gentleman named Josh, he listens to podcasts. Josh, giving you a shout out. He came up to say, Dustin, at RubeCon, came up to me and said, Dustin, I've been listening to your podcast for a couple of years now and haven't taken action. But today I took action. And obviously he was there at RubeCon. That's taking huge action. And he was just put in his first offer on his first property. And so Josh, definitely, you know, through the Slack channel, let me know how that offer actually went. Hopefully you're going to be moving on that property. But this is what happens when we get around other people who are successful, who know what they're doing, who are also growing in their real estate investing business and can help us, we get better. We're not around the naysayers. You know, the people that, like your Aunt Mildred is going to say, oh, you don't want to invest in real estate. I had a rental property. They stole money from me and destroyed the house. Or your Uncle Jimmy did that. And it wasn't, I'm just sorry. That's my Aunt Mildred, or, you know, that's the voice for Aunt Mildred. But, you know, you get it. You don't want to be around the people who are going to tell you you can't do it, because what they're doing is they're putting their limitations on you. Their limitations and them telling themselves they can't do it, they want to be in like company. They basically, misery loves company. So they're telling you this so that you go along with them in their thinking. They want to be validated saying that, oh no, we can't do it. So they want to put their beliefs, their limiting beliefs, there are limitations on you. Don't let them do that. You don't want to listen to naysayers. You want to be around people and listen to people that say, yes, you can do it. You absolutely can do it. If one person can do it, you can do it too. And honestly, for everybody, if I can do it, I'm not that smart. Like literally, I'm not that smart. I know that. I'm just like your next door neighbor who figured something out that wants to help you learn how to do it. If I can do it, you can absolutely do it. And RubeCon was literally the way that everybody realized, oh my goodness, we absolutely can do this. We can do a new type of investing. We can actually do an investing that we'd never done in the past, or we can grow our business, or we can just start investing. Now, here's another thing I want to give you. I want you to dream big. Dream big, think big, have big goals. Never think small. Never think small. And I'm even taking my own advice of not thinking small, but thinking big. I've never bought land. I don't even know how to do it, but I have my buddy Seth Williams' course, and I am going to use his course. And I said, you know what? I want to buy one piece of land. But I realized that's thinking small. I want to think big. I'm going to buy, not too big. I'm not going to buy like 1,000 pieces of land. I'm going to buy 10 land deals before RubeCon 2023. I'm saying that as my goal, to buy 10 land deals, like whatever it might be, but 10 individual deals. It could be big, small, whatever. 10 land deals by 2023, RubeCon 2023. So you come to RubeCon next year and say, hey, Dustin, did you achieve your goal? Now, if I even just get one, that's better than none. So if I get off the ground just a little bit, I get one that's better than none. That proves that I can do it. Now, here's another thing. You've always heard me tell you that $250 a month in passive income can change your life, because once you get 10 properties at $250 a month, that's $2,500 a month. 20 properties is $5,000 a month. Now, that first $200 a month in passive income, that's not going to change your life. Like, it'll help. Don't get me wrong. It'll be great, but it will not change your life. That $250 won't. I mean, gasoline alone is like literally $7 a gallon. So that $250 is not going to change your life. But what it will do is it will change your mindset. It'll change the way that you look at who you are as an investor. Because once you buy that first property that makes you $250 a month, you're going to realize, yes, I can do this. Oh my goodness, I absolutely can be an investor, change my life. I've done it once. I can absolutely do it again. I kid you not. Most of my students, it'll take them 3 or 4 months. You know, they start coaching with me, learning everything, and then start implementing, building the business. By the third or fourth month, they're already putting in offers, if not already in contract on a property. So it took them years to get to this point. But as soon as we start coaching, as soon as they get that one property, they take it down, meaning they close on the property, they get a tenant in there. Honestly, just about at least 90% of my students, within 1 to 2 months, they already have their second deal. They're already closing on their second property, moving on to their third. Because when you are changing your mindset, when you've proven to yourself that you absolutely can do this, and that $250 is living proof that you can do this, it's like a domino effect. That's one domino knocked over. Everyone literally falls over. Everyone literally just keeps falling over because you've proven to yourself that you can do it. Because here's the funny thing. Not funny, I guess interesting thing. I can literally teach anyone how to invest in real estate. I've taught hundreds and hundreds of students how to do this. They do it. I mean, we're all just normal, regular, everyday people. But I could teach everybody how to do this, but I cannot get you over this hurdle. I could teach you how to do it, but getting you over that hurdle to where you actually do invest in real estate, where you actually do make that first purchase, where you realize that you can do it, that you should do it, and that you must do it, that takes only everything inside of you. I can't do that for you. And what is amazing, when you get around other people at places like RubeCon is case in point. So many people realize that they can do it. Once you have that in your brain, that you can do it, the sky's the limit. You just keep growing and growing and growing. I'm so pumped that now my goal, in fact, let me pause that, my goal. So my original goal was to quit my job. So when I was 27 years old, I realized I wanted to quit my job. I wanted to be successfully unemployed and not work for somebody else in 10 years. Well, I was blessed, praise the Lord, to be able to quit my job. Like 9 years later, when I was 37 years old, I was able to quit my job. Then I was floundering around for about, I don't know, 2 years, not having a goal, but, you know, having fun, buying property here, going on a podcast there, going to playing golf, like just having fun, enjoying life. But then I realized, man, I need a goal. So from there, I actually decided to make a goal is to build up my business so that I can make $1 million a year in my real estate investing business, and actually all my businesses combined. But then, you know what's interesting? The only reason why I created that $1 million a year was a quantitative goal. It was a goal that was like something that I could actually reach. And once I reached it, I knew I reached it. It's a goal that I can actually see, and it's quantitative. Like it's literally there. Once I hit it. But you know what is so amazing? I didn't realize this would happen. I was so bored. That was a horrible goal. Money doesn't necessarily, it doesn't excite me at all. Now, don't get me wrong. $1 million a year would be fantastic. We just, you know, blessing of our family. We can give to our church more. We can help more people, all that sort of stuff. But the actual money was not a moving factor in my life. In fact, it was like, oh, this is boring. I don't like this at all. Like, I don't care. Now, what I did though, I realized what I loved to do. Obviously, I love my God. I love my family. I love serving. I love helping people. I love real estate investing. And I realized, my goodness, instead of making $1 million, why not make 1 million real estate investors? Now, my goal is to now make 1 million people become a real estate investor by educating, by teaching them, by having RubeCon, by every means possible to show them that they can do it and get them over that hurdle in their brain that they will do it, that they must do it, and that they can do it, and giving them the tools to do that. So now my new goal is to help 1 million people become real estate investors. And RubeCon is just the latest iteration of that, I guess, way that I'm going to do it, on top of Master Passive Income, on top of this podcast, YouTube channel, like literally everything I have, and the free course. Get my free course, text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777. Text the word rental to 33777. I will literally give you my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Now, I so want to see you at RubeCon. Go and get your tickets right now. Go to RubeCon.com. Get your tickets right now. This is literally the lowest price it will be. In fact, it's only going to be up for maybe 2 or 3 weeks at most. Then I'm going to take it back down because there's a lot of work I need to do to make RubeCon even better. And then in a couple months, I'm going to re-release all the tickets at a higher price where it's going to be higher. But hey, you're going to be able to get into RubeCon. So get in now, right now. Like literally right now as you hear this, go to RubeCon.com. Get your tickets at the lowest price possible. Today's episode has been brought to you by the Real Estate Wealth Builders membership. That's the membership that I founded, teaching people how to quit their J-O-B by investing in real estate rental properties. Now, Real Estate Wealth Builders is your place to learn how to invest in real estate with 5 different masterclass courses, group coaching with me, and a private student community where we all work together, all the tools and the discounts, all the resources and everything that you need to quit your J-O-B by investing in real estate. Now, I do want to show you how to do this completely for free. If you want to learn about investing in real estate for free, I want to get you my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. That's R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777, so you can see how you can quit your job, that J-O-B, by investing in real estate. I'll show you how to find properties, how to use other people's money to buy properties, and how to scale the business to be successfully unemployed, just like I did. Now, did you also know that there are video versions of each and every single episode on the Successfully Unemployed Show? Well, I did record every single one of these for you. I recorded them for you so you will be able to learn from the experts themselves, see what they're doing, see everything that they are talking about on this show visually, and all their examples, all their slides, all their pictures that they even draw. Everything is on there. Go to successfullyunemployed.co/YouTube. Or if you just go to YouTube and type in Successfully Unemployed, more than likely you're going to find me. So successfullyunemployed.co/YouTube. And I would truly appreciate it if you subscribe to Successfully Unemployed on YouTube and wherever you're listening to this podcast, subscribe to this show so that you can always get every bit of new information on how to quit your J-O-B. Also, if you got anything out of the show, share it with just one person. Share it with just one person so that they can see the light, that it is so much better to not work a job, be successfully unemployed, and be your own boss. All right, guys, this is it for today's show. I will see you next week. See ya.